Hello and welcome again to our program. We're looking in Proverbs chapter 3. If you can have your Bible ready, you get more from this study. Proverbs is a book of wisdom, and we saw in Proverbs chapter number 1, verse number 2, the purpose for Proverbs is to know wisdom, to know wisdom. Now, a purpose is a person's sense of resolve or determination. So we need to ask ourselves that question, is it my purpose today to know wisdom? That's the purpose of the book of Proverbs. Well, everybody should say yes to that question. Yeah, I want to know wisdom. All right, what is the plan for wisdom? A plan is an intention or a decision about what one is going to do. What am I going to do? Well, what I need to do if I want wisdom is found in Proverbs chapter 1 and verse number 5. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. So if we're going to learn what wisdom is, it's going to take a little work here. There needs to be a plan. So we ask the question, is it my purpose to find wisdom? Simple yes or no will work there. Second, will I take the plan? Will I be a wise person? Will I hear? Will I increase in learning? And will I be a person of understanding who shall attain unto wise counsels? The answer is simply yes or no. Now, if the answer is yes, it's going to cost you some time. What is the procedure? A procedure is to obtain something, especially with care or effort. The procedure is found in Proverbs chapter 2 and verse number 2, so that thou shalt incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. It says in Proverbs 3 and chapter 3, happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that getteth understanding. So it says he's going to find wisdom. Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 35 says, for whosoever findeth me findeth life and shall obtain favor of the Lord. Now to find something pre-indicates that we're looking for something. And so what it boils down to is if we want wisdom, we need to work at it. Study to show yourselves approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So we're going to get into chapter 3 and see what we can find here in this area of wisdom. However, before we do that, listen to this message in song and make it your prayer. Break thou the bread of life, dear Lord, to me.
Break thou the bread of life, besides the sea, beyond the sacred page, I seek thee, Lord. My spirit pants for thee, O living word. Thank you. send thy Spirit, Lord, now unto me, that he may touch my eyes and make me see. Show me the truth concealed within thy word.
Reading in Proverbs chapter 3, Solomon said, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add unto thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil." Verse 13, "Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding." Let's pray. Lord, as we seek to understand something about this subject of wisdom, we pray that you will give us understanding today. Might we open up our hearts, let the Holy Spirit speak to us in whatever way he would as to what we need to do in order to take advantage of what you have promised us here in this book of Proverbs, and that is that if we would do what you say to do, we could know wisdom. You have said, "A wise man will hear and increase in learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels." Help us to incline our ear unto wisdom and apply our hearts to understanding as we look into this portion of Scripture. May we be smart enough to let it look into us. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse number 1 says, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments." Now, in order to understand any scripture, whatever we're studying, we should always ask ourselves who's talking and to whom is he talking to. "My son." Now, if you're not Solomon's son, he wasn't talking to you. I'm not Solomon's son. He wasn't talking to me. He was talking to his son. They were both Jewish people living in the land of Israel at that time. Very, very important to understand that. Now, the Bible says these things happen unto them, and they are written for our admonition upon whom the ends of the world are come. And so there's some lessons here for us, but in order not to get confused as to what God is teaching in this chapter, we must always, as in all chapters of the Bible, keep it within its context. So again, he said, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments." Now, we're dealing with the head and we're dealing with the heart. If Solomon's son was going to forget what his father said, he was going to forget it in his head. Well, Solomon said we need to go a little deeper than that. You need to purpose in your heart. The word heart is found 81 times in the book of Proverbs. Back in Daniel chapter 1 and verse number 8, the Bible says that Daniel purposed in his heart. He didn't purpose in his mind. He purposed in his heart not to defile himself. Then in Daniel chapter 10 and verse number 12, we read that God said to Daniel, "Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words." And so it's so important not to just do something in the brain cells here, says, "I think I'll do this," but to purpose in our heart. Now, when we get into the next few verses, we have some more important situations here regarding the difference between promises and principles. It says here in verse number 2, Solomon, talking to his son, said, "For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and in the sight of man." Now, he said, Solomon said to his son, he could have long life. He could have peace. He told him he needed to write some things on his heart. And if he did, he would find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and in the sight of man. That is a promise that he made to his son, and he made it on the strength of the covenant that God had with Israel at that time. Israel was to be God's picture window of a nation on the face of the earth, and he promised his people Israel, if they would do what he said to do, they would have a long life. They would have peace. They didn't do what he said to do, so the Babylonians came in and carried them off, you remember, and they went into captivity several times over and over again because they did not do what God said to do. So they didn't have peace. But Solomon said to his son, this Jewish Solomon to his Jewish son, God has promised this as a nation, so let's do it. Then he said, write them upon the table of thine heart. Do a little study, and you'll find that God told the Jews to write a lot of things. And what he is saying to his son is, don't just write them on a piece of paper. Write these things on the table of your heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and in the sight of man. Now, the Bible tells me that if I do what God says to do, the Bible says all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. How does that go? Well, this promise wasn't made to me. This promise was made to a Jewish man living in Israel under that time when God's covenant with Israel was, you do it my way, I'll bless you this way. And, of course, you know, they didn't do it. Well, what about length of days and long life and peace and all of that for me? Is that available for me? Yes, it is. Absolutely, it is. The Bible says that thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. The Bible also says that the fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. And so there's an application here for us as well. There's a website on the internet called The Premature Death of Rock Stars. They list 321 people on that website, and the average death of these rock stars is 36 years of age. Why? The fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened, it says. In Proverbs chapter 16 and verse number 7, it says, when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. So here we have long life, peace. And then he said that we could have Philippians 4:7, the peace of God which passes understanding. Can I find favor with man? As we said, the Bible says all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Well, yes, we're going to suffer persecution if we live godly in Christ Jesus. However, the word man is found 157 times in the book of Proverbs, and it talks about the wise man, the righteous man, the faithful man, the good man, the just man, the prudent man, the man of understanding. Now, the Christian today who is giving his life to Jesus Christ, those people, the wise and the righteous and the faithful and the good and the just and the prudent and the men of understanding, will find favor with you if you're living for the Lord. Well, it all comes down to a situation of who are we going to trust. He says here in verse number 5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Number 2, in all thy ways acknowledge him. The promise, he shall direct thy paths. He says, be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. And so the pathway to wisdom, number 1, we need to make it a purpose in our lives. A purpose is a person's sense or resolve or determination for doing something. Proverbs 1 and 2 says, the book of Proverbs here, that we might know wisdom. Not only that, we have to have a plan. We have to have an intention. We have to make a decision about what we're going to do. A wise man will hear and increase in learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. And then there has to be the procedure, that is to obtain something, especially with care and with effort. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 2 says, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thy heart to understanding. And as we go along the trail here, trying to determine what wisdom is all about, what we need to do is just keep trusting the Lord. Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him.
I just keep trusting my Lord as I walk along. I just keep trusting my Lord, and he gives a song. Though the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail, I just keep trusting my Lord. He will never fail. He's a faithful friend, such a faithful friend. I can count on him to the very end. Though the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail, I just keep trusting my Lord. He will never fail. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth may pass away. Just keep trusting your Lord as you walk along. Just keep on trusting your Lord, and he'll give a song. Though the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail, keep right on trusting your Lord. He will faithful friend, such a faithful friend. You can count on him to the very end. Though the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail, just keep on trusting your Lord.